right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp is the millennial and playing the role of the sexy boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Robbins. Don't know if you heard this, but a surprising shift is underway at the bottom of the world. Yeah. After decades of contributing to rising sea levels, Antarctica's massive ice sheet has started growing again.
What?
Yes. Gaining ice for the first time in decades.
How is that possible?
Well, the study was published this week in Science China Earth Sciences. Reputable, as far as you know. Found that the ice sheet experienced a record-breaking mass gain between 2021 and 2023, largely due to increases in precipitation. Okay, so if you get into the numbers of this, the researchers at Tongji University and other institutions analyzed all this stuff and found that between 2011 and 2020, they were losing ice at a rate of 142 gigatons per year. But between 2021 and 2023, the trend reversed and the ice sheet gained approximately 108 gigatons per year, which they're saying is a historic turnaround. It might lead some people to say it's cyclical.
Hmm. That's disinformation, sir. You can't say that.
That's why scientists were warning, however, that this shift doesn't mean the climate crisis is over.
No, of course not. It's not over till we say it's over.
That's right. The gains were linked to unusual precipitation patterns, which may be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Everything is temporary.
I was just
going to
say that. Yeah,
I know.
It is.
Yes.
Where was this? Some Chinese publication?
Science China Earth Sciences.
Oh, is that a magazine or?
It was published there.
I think that's the one I got. There's because they insert Temu coupons in there.
Yeah, you wanted to get your Sports Illustrated sweatshirt with it, but they didn't send it.
My football phone.
Yes. Came with the subscription.
That was a nice gift.
Of course. Other news out there. A social justice advocate was arrested for something. What was it, David?
His name is Zaid Haddad. He's a professor at the University of Texas at San Antonio. He's accused of accessing more than 180 child porn videos that he streamed from his computer to a television mounted in the bedroom wall, according to the feds. He was just arrested a few days ago, but the raid happened 4 years ago. They go into his place, and they say that they caught him watching it. Child porn, they caught him watching it, but then I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
How are you not arrested there at the time, and you don't get out?
Yeah. And he confessed, too. Well, he was arrested on the campus of UTSA. By the way, he is a teacher, educator, and social justice advocate. He is an assistant professor of interdisciplinary studies.
Oh, really?
Okay. And his research interests include understanding the ways we negotiate our many intersecting identities as we encounter a new and changing context. Mm-hmm.
Some people did something.
He was previously a high school social studies teacher and a guidance counselor.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? 4 years ago, caught red-handed.
Yeah.
Was still teaching?
Yes, he was on campus when they arrested him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Where are we?
I don't know.
Whatever laws are in place for something like that, could you make a special one? I know, Scott, you'll tell me from a conservative standpoint, there are already laws on the books. If there's not one that specifies, if you're caught watching child porn and you got that much on your computer, you're arrested and put in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's amendments that have to be added, yes.
Okay.
That's one of them right there, yeah.
That's just bonkers, man. Crazy. All right, and it's that time of the show where we go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story?
Well, the federal government is starting to issue collection notices on student loan borrowers who were delinquent before the pandemic. And so there's a lot of sob stories about how they're going to start garnishing wages. How can they do that? It's fascist. And I feel like this is one of those things that every time I'm reminded of it, I'm like, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, it's a good time to remind all the people who are crying about this that Obamacare actually is the reason that the federal government can garnish your wages for student loan debt. I'm not even joking about that. So when Obamacare was passed, the U.S. government was given the green light to federalize student loans and collect on them, which is when the balances started to skyrocket, by the way. And that was part of the plan, because student loan debt is used to fund the Affordable Care Act exchanges and expand Medicaid.
Wow.
That was the plan. We're basically going to make college students pay for some of what we're doing with Obamacare.
That's hilarious. So who can you scream at now? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to pay your bills, folks. You got to pay up.
That's just part of it.
Yep.
Well, and a lot of different things. If you're not paying up, they go after your wages. That's part of the deal.
You got to pay.
I know. Anyway. All right, Scott, what do you got for What's Your Story?
Well, even in death, Pope Francis is giving Israel one more middle finger.
What?
Yeah. And this is a weird story. I never would have thought of this before. The late Pope Francis requested that his Pope Mobile be turned into a health clinic for the children of Gaza, as his legacy of peace continues to shine in our conflict-ridden world.
Did he know? That's the statement. Where that money goes?
They're going to repurpose the Pope Mobile now.
Yeah.
Outfitted with equipment for diagnosis, examination, and treatment, including rapid tests for infections, diagnostic instruments, vaccines, on and on it goes. Yeah. I don't know if you want to take a bet on how long Hamas turns this into a rocket launcher, mobile rocket launcher,
right,
but they will.
I mean, it's astounding, but
it is astounding.
I just think, yeah, all right, so you're going to hand over the Pope Mobile of all things. It's just kind of surreal to me. You're going to hand over the Pope Mobile to radical Islamic terrorists.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Hamas.
So like, you're donating the Pope Mobile to terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Osama bin Laden is looking up from hell going, okay, I got to stop this, you know, hell weed smoking habit I got, because there's no way that's real.
Yes, you would think. Man. Did he really think it was going to go to the children of Gaza?
Well, and it's only a matter of time before it gets caught in a rocket attack from, you know, from a bombing campaign from Israel. And then the left wing will cry about how bombed the Pope Mobile.
Yes.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, they'll put it in a place knowing it's going to get bombed.
Yeah.
Either that or turn it into a rocket launcher. Like
you said. Well, you can do two things at the same time.
Mobile. Yeah, that's true.
For my story, well, it has to do with, well, I guess you could say, the theme song of this segment that we do. It's Oasis. You hear it a couple of times a day. I suppose of the three of us, I like Oasis probably the most.
Yeah.
Big summer tour, you know.
That's what I hear.
It's not going to happen. But I think the money was just too much. But here's the thing. The story is, it reports that organizers are doing everything they can to keep these two brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher, totally separated backstage. That includes separate quarters, separate VIP lists for friends and, quote, famous fans, and separate after parties. They're saying the only time they're really going to see each other is on stage. Just to keep the peace, to get through the tour, because they're going to make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
I mean, these shows sold out all over the place.
Well, they're playing football stadiums.
Yes.
I mean, I know they're big. I know they're popular. I just didn't know how big and popular, I guess.
I knew it would be huge in the UK.
But
no.
Here.
Yes, in the United States, yes. So after some of this story comes out, Liam the singer. And if you know these guys, the barbs that go back and forth, hilarious. He put out on X, after parties, talking about this, are for wankers. Best.
There you go.
He goes, I'm getting straight off after the gigs, get my beauty sleep. This level of sexiness doesn't happen by staying up talking bullocks to bellends. Which, if you don't know the British slang, bell end is slang for the end of a male appendage, you could say.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
As they say, that's not used as a compliment. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Are they going to make it? I mean, all the way through this tour without killing each other?
Yes.
for the short amount. I mean, what are you, 90 minutes on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they will. This amount of money. And I mean, really, it seems like Liam has wanted this for a while. And sometimes it seems like it takes one of the people to get together with someone else for the other guy to say, all right, I'll go ahead and do this. And the only reason I say that, and I don't know it for sure, it's just a theory, that Liam Gallagher did a record with the guitarist from the Stone Roses, who are big in the UK. I don't know if that's what did it for Noel, but it reminds me of when forever Jimmy Page wanted to do stuff with Robert Plant, and he wouldn't do it until he did the record with David Coverdale of Whitesnake. And all of a sudden, Plant's like, all right, I'll do the unplugged thing and we can go on the road together. Yeah. And then they ended up doing it.
Yeah.
Just a theory. But yeah, would you go see the show if it was around you?
Oasis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you pay $100?
No. Probably not.
That I don't even think you can get in there for $100.
But that's just getting in the door, too. Yeah, I mean,
it's expensive.
Anytime I'm just watching the video screens,
I know.
It's like, why did I pay for this?
And we got spoiled. We saw so many shows free back in the day. Now you got to pay money. Like what?
Well, none of that.
That seems unreasonable. All right, we got to get to a news update and Nimrod's in the news in just a few.